That's called Romance, Opus 23, by Amy Beach, a composer and virtuosic pianist of the 19th century, an American performer and composer. Her Gaelic symphony is still performed quite often, her piano concerto, and that romance is on an album of violin miniatures from Elena Urioste and Tom Poster. That takes us to 14 minutes past 10 o'clock here on Classical WMUK 89.9 FM. And as promised, on the line, I have the president of the Kalamazoo Film Society, Dara Strauss, and longtime member Madeline Cimini, to talk this morning about what's coming up for the Kalamazoo Film Society at Celebration Cinema. It's very nice to have you back on Classical WMUK, Dara and Madeline.
Thank you. Good morning, and thank you.
I just wanted to start by marking the end of the AMC theater that closed, I think, in the last couple of days, the one theater we had downtown. It's a big loss.
It's a huge loss for Kalamazoo and for film viewers. We were really sad when the Alamo left. We were in collaboration with the Alamo and had a wonderful relationship with them. So we're really sad when they left. And AMC, of course, we supported them. We support cinema anywhere in the world. And it's very sad that a loss for downtown and another victim of the pandemic.
The property may have another future. We just don't know that. And of course, at current times, with the pandemic still raging out there in the United States, it looks like we'll have to wait a good long while to have film back in downtown Kalamazoo. There are some points of light, though, and that is that your work continues bringing some of the best told films to Kalamazoo and putting them at the Celebration Cinema for us to not only see, but engage in conversation about. You don't have to be a member of the Kalamazoo Film Society, although it is a simple process at calfilmsociety.net. Dara, would you introduce what's coming up in the next few weeks?
Sure. First of all, I want to mention that we still have a selection at Celebration for two more nights, tonight and tomorrow night at 7:45, and that's On the Rocks. That's a comedy directed by Sofia Coppola. And if you haven't had a chance to see that, you might want to see that in the next couple nights. Coming up this Friday, we have actually two Kalamazoo Film Society selections. The first one I'll talk about. Obviously, I haven't seen it, but it looks like it's a really fun film. It's called The Climb. It's a comedy, which we all need right now. Mm-hmm. It's a buddy film that looks over the friendship over the years. Not to give a lot away, but one of the best scenes in it, supposedly, is the two friends are climbing a mountain on bicycles, and one tells the other, "You can't marry her because I've slept with her," and they're on the way to the wedding. And a funny line in is that, "Why are you telling me now? Because we're climbing a hill and I can't catch up with you to beat you up." So supposedly the friendship continues over the years with ins and outs, and it looks like a lot of fun. Michael Angelo Covino wrote, directed, and stars in the film. The other male lead is an actor named Kyle Marvin. They have both worked in other films together called titled Kicks and Hunter Gatherer. And then the woman who also plays a big part in the film is Gail Rankin. She was also in The Greatest Showman. This film has won a Cannes Film Festival, On Sautant de Regard, Cours de Coeur, and also the Duvel American Film Society winner of the Jury Prize. So obviously it's well respected and looks like a lot of fun, and it opens this Friday.
Was it completed somehow before the pandemic shutdown?
It must have been because people are on screen together. Yes, it was from 2019. So, yeah, it's.
The review I'm looking at right here starts off by saying it's one of the first great movies of 2020. And from your acorn of a capsule, it certainly starts off with a bang. The Climb is the name of the film. And did you say it starts at Celebration this Friday?
Yes, that's right. It starts at Celebration this Friday. We never know for sure how long they'll be there, but for sure a week, and probably longer than that. So,
I think it would be helpful for listeners to hear again what the experience of attending a movie at the Celebration is like right now. There are a lot of protective measures in place.
Great. Thank you for mentioning that, Kara. They have been very thoughtful about how to show films and attend films at Celebration. They encourage you to buy your tickets online, and you can also order any food online too. So that way there's less contact with people in the theater. When you go into the theater, both Madeline and I have attended a show at Celebration. You are asked to wear your mask the whole time unless you're eating your popcorn or drinking your beer. And I elected not to get any, which was sad because popcorn is one of my favorite foods. But I elected to not have any then. I had it later at home. So I wore my mask the whole time. They immediately, when you get your tickets, have seats around you that are vacant. So you're not next to anyone unless you chose to be next to, like, my husband. I chose to be with him. So it feels very safe. They do deep cleaning all the time. I don't know if you can add anything to that, Madeline, to your experience.
Just to say that a group of cinemas, I don't know if it's a consortium, came up with standards under the Safe Cinema name. And what they do is there are a set of procedures that are gone through, much the way that Dara described: masks, social distancing, deep cleaning. And that's comforting, especially, as you say, now when cases are spiking again. So it is good to know that you can be as safe as anyone can be in a public setting right now.
I'm on the line with Madeline Cimini and Dara Strauss of the Kalamazoo Film Society. And admission to these films is less if you are a member of the Kalamazoo Film Society. That's calfilmsociety.net, where you can read about the films we're talking about today, see the schedule, and even make plans to participate in a virtual lobby discussion, which we will talk about in a little bit. But I wanted to continue with the new releases. Madeline, you were going to talk about a film with a kind of a unusual name, Ammonite.
Yes, and I was a science nerd as a child, so I knew all about these. And an ammonite was a cephalopod that lived on Earth more than 65 million years ago. The fossils are thought to have healing powers. When you think of a concentric circle, that's the way the shell formed. And this is a film written and directed by Francis Lee, and it's based on the true story of Mary Anning, who was an acclaimed fossil hunter. But she was obviously female, and at the time, that was a lonely endeavor. And as things changed in her life, she did less notable fossil hunting. She moved to take care of her ailing mother, but she still looked for fossils and she sold them to tourists. And again, this is all true. This part of the story is sort of true. A man introduced or brought his wife to her. She was suffering from melancholia, which we now think of as depression, and he wanted her to spend time outdoors, walking the beaches, which interestingly, now we know neurotransmitters increase when you're outside. So it was amazingly helpful, even though he might not have known why. So at first, she did not want to, Mary Anning did not want to have this woman and was a little bit resentful of her. Mary Anning is played by Kate Winslet. And Charlotte Murchison, the young woman, is Saoirse Ronan. And just saying those two names makes me smile because they are such amazing actresses. And over the course of time, you see how their relationship develops and deepens, and it's set on a rugged coast in southern England. And I saw the trailer and thought, oh my God, I can't wait to see this film. And starting Friday, I'll be able to.
Details at calfilmsociety.net. That's Kate Winslet. She's the one playing the older fossil expert who's getting by, digging them up and selling them to tourists?
Correct.
And it's the younger Saoirse Ronan who was the millstone around her neck for a little while.
Indeed.
The fossil around her.
A petrified.
Again, this one sounds like there's so much possibility. Maybe doesn't have that dramatic excuse to start the whole thing going, but as the climb maybe did with the way you set it up, Dara. But I do have so much trust in these performers. We've seen so many characters from Kate Winslet and Saoirse Ronan.
Exactly. Which, as I said, when I saw the trailer and then saw them, your word is perfect. Your description, trust. You know, it's not that you would like everything they do, but they make everything they do better. And that this was also written and directed by Francis Lee. The music, the only name that I can remember is Dustin O'Halloran, who also composed for Lion, the film that the Kalamazoo Film Society brought a few years ago about the young man who found his way back to his home in India. The Hate U Give, which was out 1 or 2 years ago. I apologize for time frames. Everything is a little bit skewed lately.
That's okay.
What day it is, what week it is, what month. But the music just sounds gorgeous.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I should have done some more homework and maybe found the score for you. But folks will just have to take it in the theater, starting, is it this also starting on Friday?
Yes.
I also quickly looked up ammonite and images, and it's the spiral of a shell. It's beautiful, like complete looking design of a spiral shell with lots of lines that make it sort of mandala looking or something.
Exactly, and you can understand why there's like a shamanistic component to it, or why ancient people might look at that and think, oh, kind of like a spiral god's eye. The the connection between how people from different parts of the planet, there are commonalities to their belief, whether it's a sacred belief or, you know, a healing belief, which some people think are connected. But they are lovely. They are lovely, lovely. And I think once people see them, if they look them up, they say, oh, yes, I remember. I've seen one of those. They just didn't know what it was called.
It's called Ammonite, and it's also the name of the film that starts on Friday, along with The Climb, both co-presented by the Kalamazoo Film Society and Celebration Cinema. Details are on the Kalamazoo Film Society website as to show times. Dara, you said that it's not necessarily set in stone how long the films will run. Is that right?
Right, that's right. You know, it depends how much of the audience there is and what else is coming down the line. But so I always say get to it sooner rather than later. But it will be there at least through next Thursday.
Now, why don't we saving one of the best things for last is the preview of the virtual lobby discussion. And this will be centered around a completely different film next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Dara, what is the virtual lobby discussion centered around?
Sure. It's centered around a French film called Portrait of a Lady on Fire. We chose this for our Zoom discussion for our virtual lobby because it came to Kalamazoo and Celebration right at the beginning of the pandemic. Mm. So a lot of people weren't able to see it, including myself. So we thought that would be a perfect thing to have for a Zoom discussion because now it is available on Amazon Prime and Hulu. It opened on March 13th at Celebration, so that was the time when it happened. So our Zoom discussion, our virtual lobby, will be next Wednesday, November 18th at 7 p.m. If you want to participate, we'd love to have anyone participate. Just contact us, and we will send you the Zoom link. But it is a gorgeous film.
Contact info is at calfilmsociety.net. And
yes. You
know, I've heard a lot of people talking about the film you featured last time, The Trial of the Chicago 7. We watched it. A lot of people are singing its praises now. So you were right on time with that discussion. Was that a fun lobby discussion online?
Oh, my gosh, it was a great discussion. And we chose that film because you could see it both in the theater and online because we want to reach out to all of our members. Not all of our members are comfortable going back into a cinema, into a theater. So we tried to do, we picked the Trial of Chicago 7 for that, and it did turn out to be a great discussion. This time we are picking one that is available at this point only on streaming services, again, to try to reach out to all of our members. But yeah, I'm sure Madeline has seen it too and has a lot to say about Portrait of a Lady on Fire.
Would you share some of those thoughts?
Well, I can start. It might be one of the most stunningly beautifully filmed movies I've seen in quite some time. Sorry, that's my cat. I'm sort of sequestered, but she heard me and decided she woke up and wants to join the conversation. But it is so beautiful. I watched it without subtitles, and even with my comme ci, comme ça French, their sparse dialogue. And it's the acting that tells the story. And I will let Dara tell you the arc of the story, but it's breathtakingly beautiful, stunningly filmed, lovingly filmed. I can't say enough about it, but I'll let Dara, the filmmaker, tell you about the story.
Well, the story is that it takes place on an isolated island in Brittany at the end of the 18th century. A young woman has just come back from a nunnery and is going to possibly be married. But the potential husband wants to see a picture of her. So they've had a male painter come in and paint her to send, and the painting was rejected. So the story begins with a female painter actually coming in to do a wedding portrait of the young woman. And the story takes off from there. It becomes very... And the other stories within the story, so that's what makes it interesting, too. I don't want to give too much away. If you watch the trailer, you kind of get a sense of what's going to happen. But it's just, the pacing is just exquisite, too, as well. And the sound design is wonderful in the film.
Dara, you are so good at getting me completely intrigued and then saying, I'm not going to give too many more details. Portrait of a Lady on Fire. You can see that on Hulu, you said, on Amazon Prime, and enjoy watching it and bring some opinions to the virtual lobby discussion. As you said, that's on Zoom. So once you contact the Kalamazoo Film Society, you will receive a link in your email to join the discussion.
Right, and we have two great board members who run the discussion, and then it kind of morphs from there, which is really fun. But yes, Mike Marchak and Chad. Blanking on his last name. Chad Campbell. And kind of set us up for things. And if people know Mike, he was the president of the Film Society for years and years and years, and so has a wealth of knowledge. And Chad has such enthusiasm for cinema. It's great to have the pairing of them leading us. But we encourage everyone to chime in, and I think everyone feels comfortable and they do chime in. And we even changed some opinions about the film along the way, which is kind of fun.
Well, and speaking of chiming in, that's what I'm going to do now. And I think that's the beauty of the lobby. It's structured, but it's not a seminar. It's not a tutorial. But everyone, but there's the theme, and everyone is given a voice, and sometimes people do change their minds or their opinions. I'd like to go back just briefly to the trial of the Chicago 7. I heard Aaron Sorkin on Fresh Air, and what was interesting, that was after our virtual lobby discussion, and I remember saying, you know, I was a teen, I would watch that, and I was reading everything I could. I would watch the nightly news because that's all there was. And Aaron Sorkin said, somewhere there's a 14-year-old whose sense of justice was formed then. And I thought, oh, my God, that was me. And some of the other things that the people talked about or remembered, that's exactly what he wanted people to get out of the movie. So it was a success.
That was the trial of the Chicago 7, which is still on Netflix, I believe. But the next discussion is Portrait of a Lady on Fire. And there, it sounds like there's much to delve into there. We will have another chance to talk when the films change and we have more news from the Kalamazoo Film Society. Dara Strauss and Madeline Cimini, I so appreciate the chance to talk to you this morning to not talk about pandemics or world events, really, and politics. It's actually kind of feeding this positivity that'll last throughout the day. Thanks so much for the chance to talk to you this morning.
And Kara, that's a gift to our community. Thank you for your interviews.
Indeed, you are. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Let's continue with a piece by American John Adams called Road Movies. It's a frenetic piece that you can really picture staring out the window as you speed along an American highway. Here's music from Road Movies.